Mag WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Conrad's. We are having a beverage. I'm still working on my crab cake and my remoulade here. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, as well as Goodwill, and our newest sponsor at Window Nation. I've known this guy a long time. Bill Cole is sitting in and hanging out because he's already had his deviled eggs, already had his chicken fingers. You didn't get a crab cake, did you?
No, I did not. I thought I was going to share yours.
He showed up. He was going to eat my arm when he showed up. He's like,
I really couldn't wait any longer.
Chris Schaefer is here. Chris is always the best dressed guy on the set. Although I wore a nice shirt today. I tried to get it. What's with Robert Graham? You know, I'm a Graham guy. You know that. We've talked about this.
Yes.
But I'm a you guy, too. And I was at a sponsor, a friend of mine's location, having a serious meeting. And your dude walked in to deliver suits to one of my clients,
right.
Leonard Raskin. And you came in, and Bill's like, I know Chris. And I'm like, everybody knows Chris, either from a rock and roll band, from the interweb, or from your charity work or networking, or just the fact that you make guys look good is what you try to do.
It's not a bad gig.
How are you?
It's hard for some, though, isn't it?
You know, I still love it, though. It's good. I'm good, man. This is up my neck of the woods, so this is good. I live like 5 minutes from here.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I made it easy on you.
That's why I was like, you know what? It gave me a reason to cut out on a Friday.
Serendipity, man, the way this works.
When you said Perry Hall, I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, tell everybody what you do if they don't know what you do. You know, from Sharp Dressed Man and being down in the city, I've known you a long, long time, but you've moved some locations. And then I want to talk about the rock and roll band. I'm going to drop something on you.
So I make custom suits for a living, and I also...
Why? What got you into that?
I got a chance to move to London, live in London, and learn how to design suits living over there. And then came home and realized shortly after it was time to start my own business.
You missed American food, be honest.
The food over there isn't that bad.
Well, because
you don't knock it, it's
not
like,
London.
No, London is like, yeah, there's
London, you get everything you want, but like British food. Now, come on. I mean,
some of the pub stuff is good. I don't mind it.
I got
shepherd's
fries.
Pie? You like shepherd's
I got
pie?
Chips. I got chips here at Conrad's. You know.
Chips, all their chips now.
So when were you in London?
2008.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so it's been a little while.
Well, not that long ago, though.
Yeah, yeah. I got to go back 3 years ago, and we went over there for a month and took the kids and rented a brand new Volkswagen camper. And took it for a month, cruising all around, went up to Scotland, no agenda, just it was great.
I love driving on the wrong side of the road. You ever done that, Bill?
No, I'm afraid of doing it.
It's awesome.
I don't want any part of that.
When we moved over there, we brought our car from here. So we had a left-hand drive car and a right-hand drive world, and that was pretty...
Like a mailman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah. I had an old 240Z that was from Japan that was right-hand drive. I had it here.
Dodson?
Yeah.
Oh,
that thing was
man.
A little rocket, too. That thing was cool. Yeah, it was a good car.
They put no limitations on the Dodsons back in the day, huh?
No, that had a little six-cylinder with a cam and twin carbs. It was quick.
Wait, is this a car show?
Sorry.
Suit show or a rock and roll show?
No, we haven't gotten to the band yet.
I know, that's what I mean.
Or any of that stuff.
A car show would be my favorite.
Look at the depth, yeah.
Dude, you're complex. You're complex.
Hey.
Last time I saw you, was it during the plague that you moved? Am I right in saying? I think I was wearing my mask the other day. Because you had like a band set up and you were like rocking stuff and banging the drums.
Yeah,
and
we
doing
have a stage set up in our place and everything. But no, we just moved. Coming up on 5 months since we moved. And so in the building that I bought the place, that's from the guys doing Captain James that spot the ship.
Sure.
So it's so the building is the back.
So no one
ship.
Really knows if you're in Canton or Fells Point.
It's the end of Fells Point. It's like
you sure?
Yeah.
It depends which way the tide goes, right?
So hold on. Let's argue this through. We get three real Baltimore guys here.
Okay.
Sip and Bite, Canton?
Yes.
Captain James,
Fells
Point.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yep.
Kisslings, Canton.
Oh, yeah, that's Canton.
Royal Farms, Burger
Fells
King,
Point.
Fells Point.
Yeah.
Probably some other neighborhood that we just don't realize the
what's
name.
What's the school you love? It's a
Crystal Ray.
That's definitely Fells Point.
Yeah.
Or is that Butcher's Hill?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that Butcher's Hill?
It's not Butcher's Hill. Butcher's Hill was way over there.
Further up, yeah.
But There, it's probably a different neighborhood. It probably literally is.
North, like, what is it? What do they call it? North Fells. Right?
Yeah, it'll be some. It's, yeah, some, yeah. It's
isn't
probably
it great
something
that three
else
guys like this can get together in Perry Hall and talk about an iconic location in Baltimore that we've all passed 1,000 times,
yeah,
that everybody out there knows what I'm talking about.
Right, you know? That's the best part.
I mean, you get down to like Pier Point where Nancy Longo is, definitely Fells Point.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that floods down there. How can it be Canton if it floods?
I was worried about that with the building that I got.
I bet you were.
Yeah.
So you're there now, and is it the same as the other people come in, pick out a suit, work with you? Because I don't know your new space. And so your old space was like super hip.
Yeah, this new building is going to be great. It's over 100 years old. It originally was used for building wagons and doing coppersmithing out of. So it still has the sign on the back of the building for that, but it's being renovated right now. It's going to take, so it faces Alisana Street, and then as a garage, it opens out onto Boston Street. Because at that, since it's triangle shaped the way the ship goes in, you can go in through Alisana and go out on Boston. So right now we're using the Boston side as the Alisana side gets all renovated. So it's a huge project, and so I'm using just the garage space right now to work out of, but it's a great.
Now look, man, you can make suits anywhere. Why are you in the city? Because people ask all the time about that. I mean,
they ask me that a lot, because I tell you, a week before I bought this building, I caught a guy breaking into my car and he pulled a gun on me. So I get a lot of people ask me, why do you want to be in the city? But I love the city. I love Baltimore. I love Baltimore, and I think it's like, when you're out in the ocean and you're waiting for a wave, I'm waiting for the right wave. And I think that if Baltimore gets it right, it will be nothing that we've ever seen in our lifetime. And I want to ride that wave.
Potential. I did Baltimore Homecoming on the night I went to the Oriole game, Thursday night. So I went down to the Oriole game for a little while. My friends were...
You're allowed back at the Oriole Stadium?
I had a ticket.
Sorry. I had to...
He listen, wears a mask.
Listen,
he wears
a mask. If you want to go into that rabbit hole, I'll be honest with you. Use my Baltimore positive. I went to the Oriole game and I went to Baltimore Homecoming. I met some friends at Fately's and had a crab cake. That's two crab cakes in a row, by the way. We're at Conrad's. It's delicious. At some point, I'll stop talking and start eating and stop drinking. Chris Schaefer's here. Bill Cole is here from Cole Roofing as well. So I went to the game and got down to about 6 o'clock. There was literally no one. One of my dear friends in life, she lives in Italy. Everybody in Pikesville, Randallstown knows Jody Cutler and her family. Her dad, Steve Cutler, wrote a book called Rally Caps, children's book about inclusion, and has been turned into a movie. So Jody's touring all the baseball ballparks, and cochlear implants are at the heart of this. Her children were born hearing impaired.
Right.
They were the first generation to have... They're not deaf. They hear everything.
It's amazing.
And it is amazing. And they had a young man who threw out the first pitch that's biked all around the country. He's got cochlear implants. So a lot of folks from that community were there. And I have another friend who both of her boys were born deaf, and they have cochlear. So I have a friend in York, Pennsylvania, and a friend who lives in Italy, because she lives in Italy now, come together at Oriole Park because their kids are deaf. And they had never met, but they know each other online through me. And I got invited, and I'm like, okay, I'll come down. When the game started, there might have been 3,000 people in the stadium, and I don't think it ever swelled above 4. It certainly didn't get to 5.
Makes it really hard for you to hide.
Yeah.
To his point earlier. Like,
well, I'm just saying, in the Oriole thing about going back down there, there's an incredible sadness about going down there and being in an empty ballpark. Like, I this is all I've done in my life is support sports and be a part. To think that they've... That this is what they've done is, I watch it.
What is the capacity of that place?
46,000 now. Wow. Probably was 48 before. They took some seats out.
Do we even want to broach the idea where I saw the article and I didn't read it, but they get all the proceeds from the Billy Joel concert? Isn't that?
It's Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. I'm sorry. You're right. Paul McCartney. They get all the proceeds instead of the city getting their cut. I didn't read the article. Do you want to?
I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it.
I don't know.
Fascinating. Just the headline, right?
Well, the fascinating part for me is, like, they got kids going to the farm and they're going to come back. But I walk 2 blocks away and I go up to Lexington Market. I went into the new Lexington Market, one of the first people to go in there on Thursday night. And I'm trying to see this potential that there's going to be a point where I'm going to go down to winning baseball games. Fadley's is going to be so crowded that they can't serve me a crab cake, right? Because they're going to be in the new Lexington Market, and it's going to be bopping and rocking, and all of that's going to happen because there's going to be 39,000 people downtown on a beautiful 70-degree,
yeah,
you know, Thursday night. Thursday night. I mean, not like a Monday or to Thursday night. Should be better. I'm waiting for that, but the Baltimore homecoming vision is all of that, right? It's people coming back to build a better city, which is how Bill and I got together to do this crazy Baltimore positive thing. But you know, people like you that are still in the city, believe in the city, despite bad things may have happened to any of us anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Bad things that happened to me in Dundalk, I still go to Dundalk. You know what I mean? Like, literally.
Yeah. My only concern about that is you talked about the Orioles winning and people coming back as if it was a certainty, and that when that certainty occurs, well, Chris's wave shows up, right, and all of a sudden prosperity. We can't wait, right? We're not waiting.
You got to be doing something,
right?
Yeah.
This is a discussion about activity and determination and taking a spot, you know, that has this heritage, turning it into this cool new spot where he can work out of despite the other friction that he might have faced. You know,
sure.
Those are the stories, right? That's the activation.
Well, tell me about making suits in the modern era. Somebody comes in, wants a suit from you.
That's
how does that work? You measure y'all? I mean, because right now I'm in yoga. I'm a little sore right now.
How are you? Is that
I'm not
going to
let you measure me until I get right.
You're the second person who talked about yoga today.
I got to get right before you go putting tape on me because I don't want you to measure me right now. I'm not.
Are you active in doing it right now?
I'm 3 days in. I'm sore as hell. So give me a month. But the first thing I would say to you, don't measure me right now. A lot of guys may come in and say, I lost weight, gained weight.
Oh, I hear it all the time.
Like that's your business, right?
Yeah, I mean, saw a lot of fluctuation. We do all the time, but definitely, you know, COVID has been a crazy time. And what kind of happened with us is that, you know, we're located in the city and we had to close for 3 months. And then we were running at about 50% for over a year. So the last 8 months, things have been back to pre-pandemic. What kind of kept everything moving was that we do a lot of clothes for weddings. So a lot of people still kept getting married, and now even more people are getting married. So we're kind of waiting for the next wave of things, which is when everyone starts going back to work.
Right.
You know, so it's like that's
Well,
kind
I talked
of
to some folks this week from Zips Dry Cleaning, Bob Barry, some friends. Yeah. And you know, dry cleaning business, right? If people aren't going to work, maybe not buying a suit or cleaning
They're not
a suit.
Cleaning it.
And getting people back out. I mean, everywhere I go on a highway, there's cars.
Oh, yeah.
People are moving around. Yes. I come into Conrad's. It's crowded in here. It's crowded everywhere.
Sure.
It's crowded at Fadley's. It's crowded, you know, crowded everywhere but the stadium. But places I go, people are out. They're I mean, literally.
Yep. Yeah. But they don't want to go back in the office yet.
Right.
They
there
go
definitely
else.
Is a resistance.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be a party pooper, but like seeing the financial industry in
casual
polo shirts and not in a really nice suit. I mean that has been a weird sort of shift.
A lot of the big places though are saying it's time to come
back like get
in.
Your act together
It's like I think it's gonna happen come after the summer's over when it's kind of like okay, summer's over, kids are going back to school, come back in the office. That's what it's looking like.
I mean, I've been fascinated where I've been on Zooms, right, with a professional personal on the other side who literally pretty sure that's the same shirt he's had on for 4 days. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just totally. Yeah. Dude, you remember your camera's on, right? Like, I can actually
see. I've been doing my laundry
you.
For 2 years, and it's just sweatpants. You know what I mean? Like, literally. Yeah, like, you know, I mean, I've worn the same two pair of jeans for 2 years because I don't go out that much. But from your perspective in taste and styles and change, did COVID move any of this? I mean, I don't know what style is anymore because we haven't gone out to figure out what style is.
Well, I tell you, when I'm looking at, like, where things are going, I'm seeing way more, you know, the formal stuff, the tuxedo, way more tuxedos and interesting ones too, not just the black ones, like colorful stuff. And I think we're getting ready to have a new version of the Roaring Twenties. I think it's getting ready to happen. So I think it's going to be a very colorful time. We're just not there yet. We're not there yet. A little bit more time, and then we're good.
Bill's got fans. I mean, Bill's got people coming up off the set here saying...
No. I'm the intern. I'm answering the questions.
Oh, you're okay. That's fine. That's all good.
That's Gunner.
He thinks you're the producer.
Yeah. He is.
Something like that. I did that. Funny. I had my time.
I love that.
I had my time.
All right, we're Conrads. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Barrel of the Lottery. I'm a little hot on my mic because you guys are a little down. I'm having beer. I'm eating crab cakes. We're talking with Chris Schaefer, my pal Bill Cole from Cole Roofing. And for you, what you've done with the charity space and with men in need, people in need, getting jobs, this has been a real calling for you. I mean, that's one of the things.
A long time. Yeah. Well, look, what's interesting with that stuff is that, we have a nonprofit organization. It's called Sharp Dress Man. Most people know it's ZZ Top song. Some people don't know that. It surprised me. The video was
every
epic.
Every girl's crazy.
Oh, my God. Right. The video is fantastic. But you
want to do it here? Just like that?
Oh, there you go. with the beard, right? With the long beard. We recycle suits to dress guys for job interviews and everything. And we had a certain clientele that we were seeing a lot of. But we're seeing things kind of change because a lot of industries... kind of went away. The hotel industries got hit hard. A lot of people in hospitality in general lost their jobs, changing careers. So it's an interesting time. There's a lot of change going on in everything. Change in style going on. Change in jobs. It's like there's a lot of movement. I don't think that we're necessarily meant to just be working from home all the time either. I think that's kind of.
I don't know that it's healthy.
I don't know that people have the personal. The discipline to actually, I think they've been able to do it through a pandemic, but I don't know if the world opens up if people are going to be able to kind of handle it. So I don't know.
Well, we all know enough bosses that would want control.
Yeah.
Like to some degree.
I definitely get beat up because I share that opinion with you, and I'm told a million times how wrong that is.
Yeah.
That people are more efficient and all that stuff. I have a hard time arguing the 3 hours of their life that they lose commuting. Mm. Like, I get it. That's tough.
Yeah.
There's definitely more flexibility in our future. More hybrid type of stuff.
Sure. There's some things you have to do in person, you know?
We will not advance the ball, become more creative, become innovative, learn how to do our jobs better, train people up, coach young people. Like, we won't do any of that. And then you think the resignations are bad now? Wait till you don't know any of your coworkers because you've only ever worked at home. Why would you ever hang around with this team? You're jumping ship. So there's tons of stuff.
A lot of layers.
Tons of stuff to this that we're just starting.
Oh, we've never lived
through.
Hope we never do again. The unpacking is it's spring and we're out and we're getting to see each other.
Sure.
Do things like this. And I think we're all inspired by that. I think that, the next
feels good.
Next 90 days, I'm spirited about the things we're doing and the people that I'm seeing.
It does feel good.
And the opportunities that are out there to sort of re-engage in things that have grown up in 2 years. I mean, my brand, you've moved your offices, you're doing things different, solar's going to be different, all that's going
to
be different.
I was thinking about this. I was like, you used to have a whole studio set up, right?
Oh,
and now I'm like, you can pack it up like, there it is right there.
Here it is right
here. It's fascinating. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Wait till I get a new computer.
Really, most of the world is scared of the fact that he is this mobile now.
Because he can show up anyway.
Yeah, and like we're hiding and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
they give you beer and crab cakes, your comrades. It's great, man.
Right.
Tell me how to find you and where's your band playing? Before I break, I got to talk rock and roll with you. I wore something for you.
I hate it when he does this part. He does this all the time.
He's worried about what bands under here.
You did whatever.
Is it a belt buckle?
That's what I'm saying.
I got a Zeppelin. I got a Zeppelin belt buckle back in 1979 at the KB East Point location.
You kept it?
I've worn it for 40 years,
but
it didn't have a belt. And my wife got me a Rush one that was more modern, not vintage. But I've gone back and started to collect the vintage. So today I wore
sticks.
Little sticks today.
God, I remember that with the reflective.
Isn't that great? Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Old school. So that's my rock and roll contribution.
I thought you were going to have the Zeppelin. You still have the Zeppelin one.
I still have the Zeppelin one. I've started collecting them. I'm in a bidding process for a Police one tomorrow that I'm a little obsessed with. Yes. I've gotten a little obsessed with some of them. I obtained Earth, Wind,
eBay?
And Fire one. Yes.
Yeah, eBay's dangerous.
Oh, man. Bid.
I've gotten
sucked in because of rock and roll does this.
Rock and roll
music will make you do It's making me get in the car and drive to Long Island to see John Mayer tomorrow night for the fourth time in a month because
really?
John Mayer's doing things right now that he... It's like seeing Gretzky, Bill. Like, John Mayer right now, is, and I've been watching him for 20 years when his Screaming Girls were there and all that. The crowd's 60% dudes now at John
Mayer. He's a rocking guitarist. That guy...
He's unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. And so he's playing, he's out on tour playing these great songs. And
yeah.
So I love music. You know that. What are you playing?
Well, I'm a drummer, and I'm working on some new stuff right now. So I'm hoping that when I get to the grand opening, I can have some new stuff ready for that. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now, and I'm enjoying it. I was just jamming last night. I have the stage set up in my place. And
what kind of music you playing?
The stuff that sounds like right now is like it's rock and roll, man. It's but it's technical, too, and it's fun. You know, it's like I just want to have fun.
Cathartic.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. It's like there's nothing like you sit down at a drum set for an hour and a half, you come off of it, you're enlightened. Yeah, it's good. So it's fun. There was a time when it wasn't fun. You know what I mean? It's fun. It's fun again.
I was in a band once, and the rehearsals were fun. The gigs sucked because we had to put stuff away, and, you know, 3 in the morning, you're sitting at Denny's. And
it's kind of work.
You got $250 or whatever, right. And you're
lucky.
Like,
if
I don't, you know, right. Like, you can't talk on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I love being in a band. I loved the guys in my band. I liked all that, but I didn't see any future in it. My wife didn't either. My wife was the Yoko Ono of the band.
So, she split you up? Sort of.
Not at all. She didn't care if I was in a band or not, but I give her a hard time about it. But my hair's long. I could be in your band now,
you
right?
You should do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's why it's like, so I have the stage set up in my business. I can jam there and have gigs there. I don't have to move anything.
The old place. I haven't been in the new
place. But the old place had a whole stage and lights.
Legit.
And dresses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do the same thing. It's like, I need to.
You distracted me off the core business of the suits.
Oh, yeah. Well, suits is the main thing. You know what I mean? Suits is the main thing. And I love that. But it's like, but I'll tell you though, you know, I was just talking to my wife about this stuff this morning because my wife is a mechanical engineer, same job for 20 years. And, you know, I was talking to her about how, look, you know, my business, it's about the suits, but it's also about the culture. It's about the cars and the motorcycles and rock and roll and art and all that stuff is kind of like that's what I'm into. And I think when you come into my place, you see that, like, that's who I am. Yeah.
Right, who you are.
Yep.
Well, I like who you are, Chris Schaefer.
Oh, I like you too, Nestor, and you too.
My friends all come out for the crab cake. I think they come for the lottery tickets is what I think.
Oh, lottery, hey.
You're going to get a Betty Boop scratch
lucky,
off.
Punk.
You feel lucky?
Yeah.
I had a $100 winner 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely. So for being our guest today, Bill Cole, I'm going to give you the pink one. I'm going to give him the blue one.
Thank you.
Well, you got girls in your life, right?
I appreciate it.
You do
yeah,
have girls
absolutely.
In your life, so I'm there you excited. Go. Betty Boop for you.
Betty Boop
for you.
Thank
crab
you.
Cake for me. We're at Conrad's. We're talking crab cakes and having fun. The Conrad's family is going to be stopping by. We have other guests stopping by. We're having fun. We're going to tell inspiring stories today in addition to talking about where these crabs come from out of the bay. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour moves on. Bill Cole, Chris Schaefer, I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.
Right on.